talked a little bit about it this morning. We were away for most of the week with the majority of the other youth and young adult pastors in the PAOC. And we were just so blessed. We were just so blessed to have that opportunity to go away and learn from some of the great pastors and preachers in our denomination. And while we were away, I made certain, I did a foolish thing, I made certain that before I left to go away, that my sermon was done. I made certain that like a week and a half in advance, that my sermon was done, and that I could go away and come back and everything would be ready to go. I wouldn't have to do anything else. Little did I know, I knew. What I should have expected was that Jesus had other plans. Amen. Was that the Holy Spirit had other plans. So this morning I feel like I'm on assignment from Holy Spirit to just share a couple of real, bold, and honest truths with you about the heart of God, about our relationship with Jesus, So before we go anywhere, can we just take some time and pray? Let's just pray that he would just open our hearts to be responsive. We'll just pray that he would just be very real and very tangible, and that he would speak to us, and that he would encourage us this morning. So Jesus, I pray in your most holy name, God, that we would leave this place today feeling refreshed and encouraged and challenged. God, I pray over us and our relationships with you, Father, that you would have your way in our relationships, that you would have your way in our friendship that we have with you, Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, right now in this moment, Holy Spirit, I ask you to just open our hearts and open our eyes to what you have to say. I pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So just right off the bat, I want to drop a quote at you. And this is the quote that I kind of wanted to focus on this morning. But the quote says, your life, I changed it a little bit. Your life is meant to be an overflow of your relationship with God. Your life is meant to be an overflow of your relationship with Jesus. And sometimes it's really easy, if we can be honest for a minute, to say that our public life, the life that we see when we're in church, or the life that we encounter when we see Alfredo at Poncho's, or the life we encounter when we run into people at the mall, it's really easy to make that life look like it's an overflow of your relationship with Jesus. But I don't want to talk to you this morning about the public life. What I want to talk to you about this morning is your private life. It's a whole lot harder to look at God or for me to look at Pauline and say, hey, Pauline, is your private life an overflow of your relationship with Jesus? Process that for a minute. Because Jesus didn't say that only some of your life is supposed to be an overflow. He didn't say that only some of your life is supposed to be an overflow of your relationship with Jesus. He actually says that he wants all of your life to be an overflow of the relationship you have with Jesus. And if all of your life isn't an overflow of your relationship that you have with Jesus, and this is a heart check for me too, but if all of your life isn't an overflow of the relationship for Jesus, then you better take a minute and look at your relationship with Jesus. Because Jesus actually says that he wants to have everything, that he wants everything that you've got, that your relationship with him isn't supposed to be 25% or 50% or 75%. It actually is supposed to be 100% of your commitment. And if your commitment to Jesus isn't 100%, then what kind of relationship do you really have with Jesus? If you're not living your life 100% for Jesus Christ, then what kind of relationship do you have? Because he wants all of it. And for him to give you everything that he has in store for you, you have to give him all of it. You have to give him your whole life. If you don't give him your whole life, he's not going to reveal to you what he has in store for you. If you don't give him your whole life this morning, or if you've never given him your whole life this morning, he's not going to reveal to you the plans that he has for you. He's not going to do it. He wants everything that you've got. And it's the moments and the times when we start going, I wonder if God's there. I wonder if God's there. I feel like God's not speaking to me. I feel like I can't hear him. You better check and make sure that you're 100% committed to the Father. You better stop and check and make sure that you're 100% committed to Jesus, because he's not going to 100%, that's not true. He will 100% commit to you. He will always 100% commit to you. But for you to receive everything that he has in store for you, you have to give him everything. You have to give him everything that you've got. What does it look like to give him everything you've got? A.W. Tozer says that it's an unbroken gaze upon Jesus. If your life looks anything other than an unbroken gaze upon Jesus, then you're going to quickly discover that maybe your life isn't as committed to him as you thought it was. You're going to quickly discover that you're going to sit around and go, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting for God. And you're going to expect the blessings of God. You're going to expect the blessings of God to overflow upon you. But when your life isn't actually 100% committed to Jesus, what you've ended up doing is you've actually capped how much God can pour into you. You've actually capped how much he can pour into you, because you put a lid on it when you decided to live half in the world and half in the faith. You put a lid on it when you decided that you could do 50-50 or 75-25. I'm here to encourage somebody today to say, stop capping God. Stop capping God. You want the whole entire blessing, you've got to give him the whole entire life. You want the whole entire blessing, you've got to give him the whole entire life. You've got to have an unbroken gaze upon Jesus Christ. The best way that I can think of how to describe this to you is in Psalm chapter 23. In Psalm chapter 23, we read that the Lord is my shepherd and all of that. And then about halfway down, David says that the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The best thing that I can think is if you have an unbroken gaze upon Jesus Christ, then your eyes are focused at the end of the table where Jesus is. The moment that your life becomes anything other than that is when you figure out that you're not actually giving everything you've got to Jesus, because you're too interested, or you're too distracted, or you're too focused, or you're too interested in all of the other things around you and all of the other enemies around you. And the unbroken gaze upon Jesus is what the Lord requires for us to give him everything that we've got. It's the unbroken gaze upon Jesus that requires for him to give us everything that we've got. I feel as though Holy Spirit this morning is probably convicting some people. I feel as though this morning that Holy Spirit's probably convicting some people. You know, we are a church. We are a church who currently in this very moment, we are seeing great and amazing things happen here. Great and amazing things, from our prayer ministry to our youth and young adults, to our encounter nights that we launched last year, to our Sunday morning services, we are seeing great and amazing things happen. But my heart is I want to see everybody involved in what's going on. I want to see everybody involved in what's going on. And where I'm going with this, is that eventually, we're going to reach a point. Eventually, we could reach a point where we cannot go any further because we've reached how much of our life we're willing to give to Jesus. In order for us all to have the blessing, in order for us all to receive the blessing, we all have to be 100% committed. What would it look like for a church to be 100% committed to God? What would it look like for a church to be 100% committed to God? What kind of blessings would he pour out on a church who's 100% committed to God? How would the Spirit move in a church that's 100% committed to God? How would our relationships with each other grow in a church that's 100% committed to God? Do you see what I'm saying this morning? Do you catch what I'm saying this morning? Today I want to provide you with an opportunity to say, hey, excuse me, to say, hey, Ty, my life's not where it should be. My life's not where it should be. I don't feel God anymore. I don't hear God anymore. Today I want to invite you to have an opportunity to uncap God, to uncap the Holy Spirit, to decide and say, hey, Ty, I want to have an unbroken gaze upon Jesus. I want to have an unbroken gaze upon Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I want to know everything that he has in store for me. I want to know his blessings. I want my life to look like what it should. And some of us, we know what our life should look like. We know what our relationship with Jesus should look like. But it doesn't look like that. And it's time this morning to say, for me to say to you, stop being a lukewarm Christian. Stop being a Christian who sits on the fence. Stop being a Christian who sits on the fence. Jesus isn't looking for fence sitters. He's not looking for people to sit on the fence. He's looking for people to commit everything they've got to jump over the fence and say, hey, I will give everything I have. And if you can't do that this morning, if you can't do that this morning, then you're in real trouble, friends. And I would just pray that Holy Spirit grabs a hold of your life. That the Holy Spirit would grab a hold of your life this morning and convict you to return to him. Where's Maria? Maria, can you come play the piano? Just play the bridge from Holy Ground if you can. Thank you. I want to take a moment. I want to take a moment just in case it hasn't set in yet. Just in case it hasn't set in yet. Just in case you don't have a complete understanding, or maybe you've lost your understanding of what it looks like to be loved by a God who would give everything for you. Because here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't know if I'm allowed to do this. I'm going to do it anyway. Here's the deal. In a room full of people, Jesus Christ would stand up and say, hey, you, it's time to come home. Hey, you, it's time to come home. Hey, you, I expect everything from you. You want the blessings that I have for you, then it's time to live the life that I've called you to live. You want the blessings, then it's time to live the life. You won't get the blessings if you don't live the life. Jesus Christ would stand up on a pew just like this and call you out in the middle of the crowd and say, it's time to live your life. It's time to live your life for what I've called it to be. And if you can't live your life for what he's called it to be, then it's time to come before him and say, Lord, help. Then it's time to say, God, I need your help. Then it's time to say, God, I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I need your assistance. I need your help. My life is full of stuff that it shouldn't be, and I want to give every ounce of it back to you. It's an all or nothing relationship. That's what I'm getting at. Jesus wouldn't stand up on a chair. He wouldn't stand up on a pew if he was here and say, hey, I'm calling you to live 25% of your life for me. He didn't die 25% of the way. He didn't die 25% of the way. Everything he had, all of Jesus on that cross, on a cross very similar to that, gave 100% of his life, not so that you could give 25% of it back. Are you catching what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? It's time as a church, it's time as people inside the church to live their life how Jesus commanded us to live it. To live their life how he asked us to live it. Because the reality is this. If you live 25% of your life for Jesus, fear's not going to bow before you. If you live 25% of your life for Jesus, chains aren't going to break when you ask them to. When you live all of your life for Jesus, fear has no chance. Fear has no chance. Darkness has no chance because you are light. Darkness has no chance because you are light. Because Jesus has given you light to live in. Holy Spirit, help us this morning. Help us this morning. Help us commit. Help us recommit to giving 100% to you. And the reality is, just in case you were wondering, I don't think anybody in this room is giving 100%. I think that, I can't speak for everyone. I know that in my life, sometimes it's real hard to give 100%. Sometimes it's real hard to get 100%. And there's times in my life where I'm like, man, I wish that God would speak. And then I'm reminded of all the other things that are in my life that are holding him back from being able to speak. That are holding him back from being able to speak. I don't want anything in my life to hold me back from Jesus. So if you're interested this morning, I believe that Holy Spirit wants to meet with us. I believe that Holy Spirit wants to meet with you. I believe that Jesus created this to be a divine appointment with his people. It's not always fun to preach like this. It's not always fun to preach like this. And it's the sermons that are like this that seem to get the most response. I don't really know what's up with that. You know? Sometimes it can be really challenging and really difficult for us as preachers, as pastors, to preach like this. But it's sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need the Holy Spirit reminder. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say this morning very simply this. If you know Jesus, if you're sitting in this room and you know Jesus and you claim to have a relationship with him, if your life's not 100% for Jesus, if there's something in your life that's holding you back from being 100% with Jesus, then I'm simply just going to ask you to come up here. Just come stand at the altar. You can come now as I'm talking. But just come stand at the altar this morning. And you don't have to tell us what it is. You don't have to tell us what's going on. Just simply say, hey, I'm here this morning to recommit everything I've got to Jesus Christ. I'm here this morning because, Jesus, I want to live a life that's 100% for you. That's 100% for you. And I don't know everybody who's in here. I don't know everybody who's in here this morning, but I want to tell you something. Maybe you think that Jesus isn't actually here. Maybe you think that Jesus isn't actually real. Let me just tell you, the response of the people show me that he is. The conviction of the Holy Spirit shows me that Jesus is real. Yes. Shows me that he's here. That people who come are looking for their chains in their life to bow. For the fear that they hold in their life to break. Because Jesus Christ changes everything. In case you missed it. Jesus Christ changes everything. He has the power and the authority to change everything if you let him, if you ask him. Amen. If you ask him to. Amen. He'll change anything. He'll change everything. And I just wanted to tell you this morning that if you don't know Jesus, if you're here, rabbit trail. If you don't know Jesus and you're here this morning, I want to tell you that there's a God who loves you. Amen. That there's a God who died for you, that there's a God who would give anything for you, that he would do it now, he would do it yesterday, and he'd do it again tomorrow. Yes. That Jesus Christ is the only God who's never failing. He's the only God who never gives up on us. He's the only God who gave everything that he had for us. He's the only God who paid a sacrifice for his people. Jesus is here and he wants your life. Jesus is here and he wants your life. Maybe you know Jesus. Maybe you know Jesus and you just need to say, hey, I need to recommit everything because I've walked away. If you've walked away from Jesus, then today's your homecoming. Then today's your homecoming. I'm just going to pray. I know that Maria doesn't have much voice, but if you can lead us. We're just going to sing the bridge until it rings true in our spirit, until it rings true in our hearts, that chains fall and fear bows when Jesus Christ is present. Yes. Chains will fall and fear will bow when Jesus Christ is present. Come, Holy Spirit.
Chains fall, fear bow here now. Jesus, you change everything. Lives healed, hope found here now.